Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We were sitting in her office. Dr. Duffner is the name of the doctor, the neurologist, and she told us, I would say the worst news any parent could ever hear, in that our son had a disease that was not curable, that had no treatment whatsoever available for it, and that he would not probably live to see his second birthday. At the time, he was 4 months old. And she also said, if you choose, because at that point in time, as I mentioned before break, he was having a hard time swallowing, so he wasn't able to eat on his own, obviously, even through a bottle to suck. So we had to, you know, she said, if you choose to get a feeding tube and, you know, choose to, oh my goodness, we're going to do whatever we can to help Hunter. And, you know, at that time, what's so incredible and so gracious and so loving about God, of course, I didn't know God in that very moment, but now in retrospect and looking back, and now that I have a relationship with God and how he's allowed me through, you know, the transformation of my heart and the presence of the Holy Spirit to see things in light of eternity, in that moment, everything that I knew about what I had put my hope in came crashing down in front of me. I had put my hope in the world. That's all I knew. I had put my hope in, you know, my initial reaction in my mind, although I didn't say this in the presence, you know, in the midst of this diagnosis, was that this is Jim Kelly's son. Excuse me. He's a celebrity. We have money. We can go anywhere in the world. This is his son. I was banking on the things that I knew. I was banking on his reputation. I was banking on his celebrity status. I was banking on the world. I was banking on the money. I was banking on everything that I knew. The foundation upon which I was standing came crumbling down in that moment.
As I listened to my 12-year-old son and his friends talk, or really any child in middle school, and you do hear them, what do you want to be? Oh, a professional athlete, you know, whether it's hockey or football or soccer or basketball or whatever it is, because you're right. It is what the world promotes as being everything that you could possibly wish for and everything that would make all of your dreams come true. I can't imagine having that and then watching it all fall away.
Right. And I praise God for that, because he loved me enough to allow me to and taste all of those things, but to ultimately know that you taste and you see that the Lord is the one that is good, not all of those things. And he used those things, and he used the suffering and this diagnosis of my one and only son to bring us to his one and only son.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.